This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Paul Hamilton on some Sabres chatter. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good. The Sabres are... Paul, I'm getting a lot of texts, a lot of people asking me if the preseason pledge, which we apply to football, applies to hockey, because the Sabres are a wagon in the preseason.
Yeah, well, don't forget, too, yesterday's preseason game was performed by guys, none of which you will see in Buffalo to start with, unless there are a bunch of injuries game in Germany. So
that's how good the organization is right now. Everybody's winning.
Yeah, it was nice of the Penguins not to have, I mean, it was
not to put Crosby out there.
Yeah, they had some NHL players. I would say it was 100% Rochester Americans against about 80% Wilkes-Barre Scranton, yeah. Penguins. So okay. But they did have a couple NHL guys in the lineup.
Well, the NHL club is off to Munich and Prague for the Global Series, and we got a couple looks at them, Paul. When you're seeing the differences between the Sabres of the last few years and this version of them, you know, like we hear a lot about accountability. How about structure, pace, power play, you know, actual X's and O's stuff that will be different for this team? What will Sabres fans see differently about this team?
I think you can already see the pace is different, but Lindy Ruff isn't satisfied with it yet. He thinks it has to be better. He felt after the second preseason game or the first preseason game too that if the pace is where he wanted to be, some of the turnovers that you're seeing, you won't see anymore because guys will get to the hole sooner and the play will develop sooner. And you won't have the turnover. So he's liked what he's seen in certain cases, but like they weren't ready to play in preseason game number two. They got outshot 13-4. It wasn't good. I had Dennis Gilbert on at the end of the first period, and I could tell how annoyed he was. He just said, "We have a lot of work to do," but they did. That was the thing. You know, Lindy Ruff got him in at the end of the first period. He let him know what they needed to do better, what they were doing wrong. And he talked about it after the game that they did exactly what he said. And they got the energy back. They got the pace back, the speed, the compete, everything. So he liked the fact that they responded to, you know, all right, this isn't the way we play. This isn't, you know, how Sean McDermott will talk about a standard, and now Lindy Ruff talks about it too. This isn't the standard that we're going to set. And he liked how they came back and got to where they were in the first game, and that was, you know, a lot of good hard compete, better pace, but still not happy with the pace. But have guys around the net, which is something this organization has sorely missed since Sam Reinhart left. He was very, very good at it, still is. But ever since he left, the Sabres really didn't have too many people, you could count on one hand, who really wanted to be around the net.
Yeah, I heard Lindy talking about that yesterday, Paul, or the day before, about getting to the middle of the net. I think actually maybe he was answering a question about how the ice is bigger when they play on Friday against the team from Germany. But, I mean, that is going to be like front net of the rebound opportunities. Like a couple of the goals I've seen in the preseason are just kind of that, right? Like Benson or even last night, Wahlberg, like just someone's hanging out in front of the net and there's a loose puck.
That, I mean, Wahlberg is an impressive kid at 19, a power forward. He was a second-round pick, and they traded up to get him. And it was a power play. He was behind the net and around the corner, winning, getting to battles, helping to win battles, found himself behind the net, but didn't stand there and say, well, where should I go? Or, you know what, I don't want to be around in front of the net. I might get cross-checked or I might get hit or something like that. And he just kept moving, kept going, circled back in front of the net, got himself there, and as soon as he got himself there, hey, look, there's a rebound right to me. And I'll just tap it into the empty net. And it was, you know, a lot of people, well, that's a lucky goal. Yes, it is. It is a lucky goal. But you know what? He made his own luck because he just kept going, kept circling back, came out to where goals are scored, the front of the net, and when the luck came his way, he was ready for it. If you're out standing out in the circle or if you're out, you know, on the flank and you don't want to be around the net because, oh, I might get hit or something like that, you haven't made your own luck. You're not there to convert the luck. And, you know, how many times Brian Cozy and I have talked about, well, it's 2-0. One goal went in off the guy's skate and the other one went in off his knee. But the Sabre, it's kind of funny that the other team gets these goals that pucks are going in off of them and they don't even see the puck or whatever. But the Sabres aren't getting those types of goals. Why? Because other teams, they go to the net. They go to get those dirty goals, and the Sabres had a lot of perimeter players.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Paul Hamilton on the Sabres. Paul, the latest on Dahlin, good to go? The short-term injury there, nothing to be too concerned about, we hope, right?
Yeah, no, he looked good. He was in a non-contact jersey, but he did everything in practice, and it was a longer practice. So, you know, I watched him rather closely, and he didn't look like he was struggling with whatever that could have been. I was watching his skating. I was watching him handle the puck. He looked just fine. He said he felt fine being out there. He was really enthusiastic about being out there. And he was kind of funny, too, because typical Lindy, you guys will love it. I mean, and it was so calculated because it was a long, hard practice. And the guys, they start stretching. What they do is they get in a circle around center ice, and they get on their knees, and they start stretching. So about four or five guys start stretching. And Lindy all of a sudden goes, nice try, guys. Get over here. We got another drill to do. And he takes him over to the erase board and, you know, does another drill, a rather hard drill. So then he gets done with that, and he's down in the corner, and he brings them all in. I thought he was going to yell at him. I thought he wasn't happy. He decides, all right, we're going to have Samuelson take a slap shot from the goal line, full ice. And if he scores, practice is over.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting there, oh, you picked Samuelson, huh? And they asked Dahlin, he goes, did you think Samuelson was going to score? He goes, absolutely not.
And a slap shot had to be a slap shot?
Yep, slap wow. shot, and he put it right in the center of the net. He couldn't have centered it up any better. He scores. they all go wild, and that was the end of practice.
On one more thing on Dahlin, I saw your tweet about this, that he's not focused on the captaincy. There is no doubt, right, that this is the team's captain?
I don't. There's no doubt in my mind. I felt for a while now that he would be the captain, and Lindy Ruffin, rightfully so. I mean, he got to know some of the players by phone, and some of them were around, so he got to know them a little bit. But he wanted to see them, and you know, here in practice. Now, unfortunately for him, he didn't really get to see Dahlin for more than 5 minutes in practice until yesterday, and I'm sure there was nothing he would have seen yesterday because Dahlin worked extremely hard in practice that would have made him think, you know, well, that's really not the guy for the captaincy. But he just wanted to get around the team a little bit. So it wouldn't surprise me if they make the announcement in Germany or, you know, it's I will, let me put it this way. I will be surprised if there's not a captain name before the first game. So it wouldn't surprise me if when they're in Germany that they might do it.
The way camp's gone and these games have gone, Paul, would it be locked into you at this point that Zach Benson's going to be top six to start the season?
Yeah, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be. I think he has fit very well into that line with Cousins and Quinn. They've got a couple of goals, and he's been in the middle of the reason why. I mean, he scored one. He made a beautiful pass for another. He's competed hard in the corners, behind the net. He even competes harder now than I think he did last year. And it seems like he's in the middle of getting bounced around a lot, too, and he just stands there and laughs at everybody. It's kind of funny, actually, that, you know, they think that, you know, this guy, we're going to try to get under his skin, and he just stands there and laughs as they're pulling his helmet off or throwing him or trying to throw him around or whatever. And I think he's a little bit stronger this year, too, to be quite honest. He looks a little bigger to me, and that wouldn't surprise me as an 18, 19-year-old to be able to, you know, come back bigger. And it wouldn't surprise, I don't know. I don't think he might be a little bit taller, too. So, you know, I don't know if he's done growing either up or, you know, with muscular either, but he does look like he put the work in during the summer.
Something we'll talk about throughout the season, I'm sure, Paul, especially the early stages. Like, is there any one player? We talk about Benson here. We're talking about Dahlin. Like, everyone's still getting to know Lindy and what it's going to be like to play for Lindy. Is there any one player you're most interested to see how it goes for him?
You know, we just talked about Benson, definitely. I think, you know, Jack Quinn, if he stays healthy, and you can just tell right off the bat that, you know, he's a smart player. He's a special player. He's got a phenomenal shot. And I just think he's going to be a 30-goal scorer. If he can keep himself healthy, I think you're looking at a 30-goal scorer. I'm very, you know, what's Paterka going to do?
Yeah.
You know, where does he land? You know, he had 28 last year. He was one of the few players that showed good improvement last year, and he had 28. So where does he fit in as far as is there more to come? Can he get to 30, 35, 40? You know, because the one thing Lindy talked about with him is that the thing they're trying to work on with him is his play without the puck. That, you know, he said he likes the way he works and he likes how hard he works. And, you know, he said he's very, very dangerous shooter and the whole thing. But, and he said the one thing that he feels he has to work on is when his play away from the puck. And if that improves, I think his goals will improve too. Peyton Krebs, where does he fit in right now? Right now he's centering Kulik and Rusick. So right now he's on the outside looking in. Does that change? And what happens when he does get his opportunity? I mean, you're not going to go all year without injuries. The Sabres did pretty good without injuries for a while last year, but then all of a sudden they hit. Or I'm sorry, it might have been the year before. And last year they hit training camp with Quinn. So, you know, I think I'm very interested to see where Krebs fits in, where Zucker fits in. But especially Krebs, when the opportunity finally comes for him, where's that going to go? I mean, and, He did play one preseason game. They didn't have Tuck play, and he slid into Tuck's spot with Thompson and Paterka. And I'm trying to think. I believe that was the game where he had a goal and an assist.
Paul Hamilton on the Sabres, who season fast approaches, the big teams in Europe and prospects, and a lot of the younger guys will continue to play. The next game is tomorrow in Ottawa. Thanks, Paul.
No problem, guys. Take care.
Paul Hamilton, his appearance brought to you by Relax on Relax. We got this. When we return, Albert Breer says a new Belichick contender could emerge.